Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. On this very special edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring Motown artists doing songs made famous by the Beatles. This half hour, you'll hear from the Supremes, the Four Tops, the Temptations, Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross, Stevie Wonder, and Serena. That's all right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
In a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? I look at all those lonely people coming from everywhere. Father McKenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. Nobody wants to come near. Look at him working, donning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? Just look at all them people. Where do they all come from? Just look at all them people. They all belong. I look at all those lonely people. Yes, I do. I look at all those lonely people. Eleanor Rigby died in a church and was buried along with a name. Nobody came. And Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walked from the grave. Nobody was saved. Now can't you see those people? Where do they all, where do they come from? All the lonely people, oh yeah, where do they belong? I look at all those lonely people all around me. I look at all those lonely people. Tell them to rig me. Tell them to rig me. Tell them to rig me. Follow McKenzie. Hey, Father McKenzie. Father McKenzie. Can you tell me where all those people belong?
Play all the great Motown songs. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Bye.
Well, that was the Supremes without Diana Ross doing Come Together from 1970. And before that, the Four Tops had Eleanor Rigby, recorded and released in 1967. And we started off with the Supremes, this time with Diana Ross, with A Hard Day's Night from 1964. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring a very special edition of Motown Memories with your favorite Motown artists doing songs made famous by the Beatles. While considering that Motown had a great list of songwriters, it was amazing that they even considered covering other artists and performers' work from outside the Motown circle. While Berry Gordy had a quest to reach the huge crossover white market that he felt his label was not satisfying. Well, this quest led to several of the bigger acts, such as the Supremes, doing tribute albums. Some were released and some weren't, and the albums were dedicated to artists such as Sam Cooke, Rodgers and Hart, and a collection of Disney songs, if you can believe it. Well, let's continue now with the Temptations.
Don't make it bad.
Take a sad song and make it better.
Remember to let her into your heart.
That's when you start
to make it better.
Hey Jude, don't be afraid.
If you want her, go out and get her.
And the minute that you let her under your skin,
then you can begin
to make it better.
And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulder.
For don't you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making this world a little bit colder.
Hey, 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 Jude, don't let me down.
If you want her, go out and get her.
And remember, when you let her into your heart,
that's when you start
to make it better.
Anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulder.
For don't you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making this world a little bit cold.
Said, don't you let me down.
If you want her, go out and get her.
And remember, when you let her into your heart,
that's when you start
to make it better.
Oh, shadow over me. Yesterday came all too suddenly. Oh, why did she have to go? I don't know. Tell you, I don't know, the little girl wouldn't say. Ooh, I must have said something wrong. Now I long, long, long for yesterday. Oh, talking about yesterday. Love, 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 such an easy game to play. Now I need a blade to hide away. Lord, I believe now yesterday.
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Email Tom your requests at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Never do.
Well, that was Diana Ross, released shortly after she split from the Supremes with The Long and Winding Road from 1970. Before that, Yesterday by Marvin Gaye, also from 1970. And we start off with The Temptations doing Hey Jude from 1969. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And let's continue now with hearing some of your great Motown artists doing songs made famous by the Beatles. Well, after the Supremes made their initial album with Beatles songs, other Motown artists followed suit, recording Beatles or solo Beatles members' tracks as part of their normal long-playing record. Well, it was interesting because in the early part of their career, the Beatles themselves covered Motown songs and gave much-needed publicity to the Motown label in the United Kingdom particularly, proving that the old saying, what goes around comes around, is true. Let's continue now with another great Beatles song right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Quietly turning the back door key, She is leaving. She is leaving home after living alone for so many years. Father snores as his wife gets into her dressing gown. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, my baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me? Oh, she is leaving."
But the fool on the hill, I see the sun.
Well, that was The Fool on the Hill by the Four Tops. That was recorded and released in 1969. And before that, Sarita with She's Leaving Home from 1972. And we start off with the only song that was recorded by any Motown artist featuring a Beatles song that made top 40 status. This was Stevie Wonder with We Can Work It Out. And that made it all the way up to number 13 from 1971. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring the great Motown artist renditions of various Beatles tunes this entire hour. Well, coming up, another half hour of your favorite Motown artists. If you have any questions or comments about Motown Memories, please email me. My email address is motownmemories@yahoo.com. That's motownmemories@yahoo.com. More great Beatles songs by your favorite Motown artists are coming up.